You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am the very happy and very excited Alex Mearns. And in the corner, a little downer than me, Dom Betts. Is downer a word? Should I be allowed to say that? Who knows? We move on. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's one of those special ones we like to do, we like to throw out, which isn't, oh, Chelsea battered Arsenal, or, oh, look, Mourinho's having a go at someone on the touchline. It's where we like to sort of think of our best sides. And Dom, I might be a northerner, but I live in London, and, well, London sides are dominating the top four at the moment. Well, there's one London side dominating the whole Premier League, and that's Chelsea. So I thought, why don't we do a London 11 of all the best players from all the London clubs? There's a lot of London clubs. If I was to say what clubs are from London, will you categorise them? Because a lot of people say, like, Watford's not a London club, or Palace isn't a Watford club.
Palace is a Watford club, is it?
Palace is a Watford club. Palace isn't a London club. What is the list of a London club?
In the Premier League,
yeah.
Or are we going like every single league?
In the Premier League.
Got Arsenal.
Yeah.
Got Chelsea. Got Tottenham. Got West Ham. And the thing is, I want to include Palace, but then if you include Palace, you might have to include Watford. But I don't classify Watford as London.
Why don't you?
Because it's not in London.
Welcome to the Geography Hour.
For me, it's just not in London. It's in Hertfordshire. But then you can argue with Crystal Palace. They're in Croydon.
Right.
And
is that not part of London?
I think, right? It's because I'm from South London, so I classify it as a team. But because Watford's so far away from me, I don't classify it as London.
If you can get a tube there, I'd categorise it as London. I can get a tube to Watford. I have got a tube to Watford Stadium. I think it was an overground, but you know what I mean. I've got a tube to Crystal Palace. You can get there on tube. I'd categorise it as London.
I think my categorisation is going to be furthest you can go out is Zone 4.
Right, great. Anyway,
do we even have any Palace or Watford players? So does this even need it?
Yeah, I don't know why. If you're a West Ham fan, if you're a Watford fan, if you're a Palace fan, would you be annoyed with us if none of your players made it into our top London 11? I don't think they would they? I could only think if we were to do this last season, Dimitri Payet would get in. But I don't think many West Ham fans, Dom, would have him in their 11 at the moment.
They wouldn't, but even if it was last season, Payet wouldn't make my team.
Incredible. I'm just not going to answer that because I did really like watching Payet last season. So, we are going to do our London 11 predominantly, well, definitely from players from Arsenal, Chelsea and Spurs. Dom, in goal, who have you gone for?
Does anyone answer? It's Thibaut Courtois.
Thibaut Courtois, I've got him as well. What's so good about this absolute giant of a man?
It's like he's got super glue attached to his gloves.
Has anyone checked whether he has got?
Because he just catches everything, and he's really tall as well, so he's got an aerial presence when the ball's coming into the box.
Is that what makes him a better keeper than Lloris? His height and presence in the box?
I think so. I'd say Lloris is maybe more of a leader, but as an all-round goalkeeper, I just think Courtois is a lot better. I mean, that season when Atletico Madrid got to the Champions League final, he was for me the best goalkeeper in Europe that season, bar Manuel Neuer. And for me, he is the best goalkeeper in the Premier League. In world football, bar Manuel Neuer.
Okay. There's my bottle.
I mean, any person who'd probably come near to him is maybe De Gea.
Okay. And he didn't play for a London club.
No, he don't, no.
Not yet. So you've gone for Courtois at the back, one Chelsea player in already. What's your back four? Have you gone for a back four? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm playing a 4-3-3.
You're playing a 4-3-3. I'm playing a 4-5-1. We don't know each other's teams, so we might have exactly the same teams. Who's your right back?
Hector Bellerin.
Oh. What have you gone for Bellerin?
For me, he provides a lot more defensive cover for me than Kyle Walker does. Because I don't think Kyle Walker can defend.
I'll tell you someone who can provide better defensive cover than both of them players put together. At right back.
Who?
And he plays for a London club.
Victor Moses?
No. Azpilicueta.
But I've got Azpilicueta in my team.
The best defender in the Premier League.
He is this season so far, but he is in my team. I just don't have him at right back.
Okay. If you were going for... You don't have him at right back?
No.
Oh, right, okay. How good is Azpilicueta?
When he played in a back four, I thought, oh, okay, he's good. He's a very good player. But this season, when Conte has put him in a back three, he's been unbelievable.
Mm. To me, he's a throwback for a defender. He doesn't like to go forward. He's always thinking about defence.
He reminds me, I don't know why, but a lot of Beckenbauer. That sort of player. He's not the tallest. Franco Baresi. Those sort of centre-backs. They're not the tallest. Not the most physical. But they're just always in the right place at the right time. And that's what you need in a defender.
Yeah, you do.
Because a lot of the centre-backs who are considered good, their pace gets them out of a lot of situations.
He hasn't got massive amounts of pace. He's not tall.
Yeah, he's quick. But he's not like Bellerin or Walker or Danny Rose.
Biggest compliment we can give to him is he hasn't got maybe the qualities or the skills of Bellerin and who is the other one you said?
Danny Rose.
But he's a better player. He's a better player.
100%. So, and I mean, we did play him a compliment. I compared him to Beckenbauer and Franco Baresi. So
you don't get much better there. Ask me who are my two in the middle.
Who are your two in the middle?
Well, on the right, I've gone for Koscielny because he's got a right foot. He's quick, so he could cover Azpilicueta if he gets out of position, which we're saying he doesn't normally, but he could do that. I really like him. I really, really like him. I think he's Arsenal's best defender since Sol Campbell. Would you agree with that?
He's probably Wenger's only good defensive signing in the last 12 years.
So will that prove?
I mean, they've had like Pascal Segan, Philip Senderos.
They're not in my team, don't worry. So he's on my right, and then on my left is Vertonghen. I love his left foot. He's strong. So I think he's stronger and bigger than Koscielny. He can win headers. Well, they can both win headers. I like my back four. I like that partnership, Koscielny and Vertonghen. I think it could work really well. Who have you gone for?
I've got Koscielny, but I don't have Vertonghen. I've got Toby Alderweireld.
What do you think, in your head, marks out Alderweireld over Vertonghen?
I put in Koscielny over Vertonghen as opposed to Alderweireld over Vertonghen. Because I think Alderweireld is better than Koscielny.
Right.
Because...
So you think he's the best centre-half in London?
In the league.
Right.
For me, Toby Alderweireld is the best defender in the league. Or centre-half, anyway, in a full-back, which is quite specific. But his passing's unbelievable for a defender. He never seems to really make a mistake.
Why didn't he make it at Atletico Madrid? Simeone loves a centre-back. Why didn't he make it?
It feels like he just slot right in next to Godin or Jimenez. Like, I think Godin, Jimenez and Alderweireld, that could work in a back three.
Tottenham are lucky to have him, aren't they?
100%. Obviously, because he was in the line at Southampton.
Mm.
And then everyone thought, oh, Southampton are going to get him. And then Tottenham just nipped in and took him.
Lovely. Left back, have we both gone for... Oh, no, you've got Azpilicueta.
I've got Azpilicueta at left back.
I've gone for Danny Rose, Leeds lad. Tenacious. I've got two very tenacious fullbacks in Azpilicueta on the right and Danny Rose on the left. Everyone talks about Walker and Rose. He's much better than Walker on the other side. I love him, Rose.
Obviously, because you've got Azpilicueta on the right-hand side. There is no one else you can choose.
No.
On the left, but obviously Azpilicueta has played on the left at left back quite a lot for Chelsea.
Could Marcus Alonso come in?
See, we haven't seen him in a back four, so I don't know if I can put him. If I was playing a 3-5-2, I'd have Moses and Alonso. But I didn't want to have.
Weird, none of us has gone for Carl Jenkinson or Nacho Monreal, isn't it?
Yeah, he's not like they can't defend or anything. Or...
Right, let's step into a bit more attacking positions. What have you got in your middle? Is it
I've got a defensive one and then two a bit further forward.
Okay,
players.
Who's your one?
N'Golo Kante, the best player in the league.
Bilbo Baggins.
As you said, Bilbo Baggins.
He nicks things.
He is the best player in the league. There is no argument. He's walking two teams to the title, pretty much.
It's funny you say that, because if someone said to you, Kante's the best player in the league, you'd probably go, no, it's Aguero, no, it's Sanchez. But you're right. What he brings to his sides... By the way, I've got him in my team as well. What he brings to his team is so much more than just what one player can give. He wins so many tackles. He gets the ball back to his team so the other technically better players in his team can do and go and win his sides the matches. He's a great player, isn't he? Arsene Wenger was saying last week before they played Chelsea, he regrets it so much that he couldn't get N'Golo Kante.
That is probably the last thing Arsenal fans want to hear as well.
He could play for any team in the world at the moment, couldn't he?
100%. Like, I didn't think in this sort of generation of footballers I'd see a better holding mid than Sergio Busquets. But I have. N'Golo Kante, he's the best holding midfielder since Makélélé.
Yeah.
They're like the same player. He's like McLeary's regen and football manager or something.
So next to him, because I'm playing a two defensive players, but my other one's not that defensive. Everyone is going to probably press pause after this and never listen to the Football Hour again after I say who it is. But I have such a love for Aaron Ramsey. We're playing the formation in my team, my London 11, 4-2-3-1. And Aaron Ramsey, he performed better than Paul Pogba in the Euros. He was, I'd say, just as important as Gareth Bale to that Welsh side. And it's a shame he can't bring his Welsh form and his hunger he has for playing for his country to playing for Arsenal. But he's in my side because I think he is the second best central midfielder in London. Who have you gone for?
Well, my two...
You've gone for two in front.
My two far forwards. I've got...
So you don't think Aaron Ramsey's in the top three central midfielders in London?
No. Basically, in my three, it's a bit...
Why don't you like Ramsey? Why don't you like Ramsey?
Because all he does is pass the ball sideways for Arsenal. Every time
he scored very crucial goals.
He had that one season where he scored, 16, 17 goals. But every time he's played for Arsenal this season, he hasn't impressed me whatsoever. I know he had a great Euros. He did. He was one of the best players at the tournament. Probably after Griezmann and Bale, he was the next probably best player. But he just doesn't make my team. So basically, it's a bit like the old Barcelona system. I've got two for a full one. One's a bit deeper than the other.
Yeah, who's playing your Iniesta role then?
Well, I've got Dele Alli.
Wow. You rate this kid.
100%, yeah.
Is he going to be world class?
If he's managed properly. But if he wants to become world class, he can't stay at Tottenham.
Explain.
Bale. Gareth Bale.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Would he have been world class if he stayed at Tottenham?
His season before he left for Real Madrid, he was world class, but I'm not sure he would have kept at that level, yeah.
Being a world class player, you've got to win things. He needs to stay at Tottenham for now, yes. But if he wants to become the next best England player, if it wants to be, I think, to be categorised in the same irks of Scholes, Lampard and Gerrard, even though they didn't leave their clubs, they were still winning things, and I can't see winning things with Tottenham. I think he needs to move to the big three.
And a player who played in his position for Spurs in the 80s, 90s, Paul Gascoigne, has he got that sort of flair?
He reminds me a lot of Paul Gascoigne. He's direct. He's a goal scorer.
He can take people on. He's got that nasty streak.
Yeah, he's got a nasty streak in him. And we mentioned this, that yes, you've got to calm him down a bit, but you need that sort of aggression in a player.
Mm.
We said this with Rooney, like managers try to hold it back, and that stopped him being the best player he can, because that's something that adds to his game. It may get a few yellow cards and the odd red card like once a season or so, but
is he the best English player?
No, Wayne Rooney is.
So you've got Kante holding, you've got Dele Alli just to the left of him. Who's on your right of the central midfield three?
Well, he's a bit further forward in Mesut Ozil.
Right. You love this player, don't you? I love him as well. But he frustrates the life out of you.
I also mentioned that he doesn't turn up in the big games, right? He doesn't turn up in the big games for Arsenal. Remember El Clasicos?
Yeah.
He'd be running those games.
He would feed the ball to Ronaldo and he would score every time. Ozil's in my team playing number 10. He's easily the best number 10. He's better than Eriksen. He's better than Dele Alli if Dele Alli's playing that position. I just don't think in England we appreciate him enough. We don't marvel at his passing. And people say he walks around a field. I say he floats around a field. We don't produce footballers like him. He's top, top quality. He's incredible. And he's in your team. He's in my team at number 10. Who are you wide men? I think we've got the exact same.
Alexis Sanchez and Eden Hazard.
Yeah.
Sanchez on the right. Hazard on the left.
Are these two the best players? The two... I know you call Kante the best player in the Premier League. Is Hazard the killer player? Is Hazard the killer player who's going to get you 15 goals in a Premier League season?
Yeah.
He's not.
He is, though.
Because he's never done it.
Yeah, but for me...
How old is he?
He's only, 24? 25? He's not that old. And but he won Player of the Year.
Yeah, and he's going to... He's
and even in his first season at Chelsea, he was good.
Mm.
And he won Player of the Year.
I like it.
Everyone in South West 6 in the Premier League had an awful season last year.
Mm.
And then this season again. Played just in behind... On the left-hand side, behind Diego Costa, and He's getting goals.
Is the only way Alexis Sanchez is going to be in our London 11 next season if Chelsea sign him? Because he's leaving Arsenal, isn't he? You don't think so? His body language is... He wants out of that club.
I don't know if I want him to leave or not, because I want him to win things. And just imagine if he was in Chelsea's team now. In behind Costa was Hazard and Sanchez. Chelsea would be about 25 points clear by now. Unbelievable.
Was Eriksen close to making your side? Maybe above Ozil? Do you like Eriksen?
I really like Eriksen, but...
He's not in the top 11. He's on the bench.
He'd be the next centre midfielder I'd put into that.
Up front, I've not gone for England's Harry Kane. Have you gone for England's Harry Kane?
No.
I have gone for Spain's Brazilian, Diego Costa. You know, Klopp said early in the week, I wouldn't like Diego Costa if I was playing against him. He's not a happy player. He's not a nice man. I don't want a nice man. I want a brutal destroyer winner who has one chance in a football match and he'll put it away. And if we're playing at one up front, he'd work great. I think he'd work great in a partnership with Kane, like he did with Falcao. But if we're playing one up front, he can hold that line up
What you need when you're a number nine in a solo striker formation, you need to be emotionless. You don't need to think about scoring.
Mm.
The ball just comes to you and it's automatically in the back of the net before you even think about it.
He's got that this season, hasn't he?
You've got to be an emotionless striker. I think that's the best way to describe it.
He's firing Chelsea to the league. I like our 11s, Dom. With a few differences, you've got... who was it in midfield?
Kante, Dele Alli and Mesut Ozil.
Yeah, I've gone for Kante, Ramsey and Ozil. Our teams... Do you think your team would win La Liga?
I'm just not sure if it would be better.
This team would definitely win the Premier League, wouldn't it?
If it was the Premier League, to go as a team to play in the Premier League, I would be taking out Ozil.
Oh. So you've just gone to your best team, haven't you?
Yeah, on paper, I've looked at positions and thought, okay, who's the best player here? If I was going to pick a team to play together and win, I'd be picking probably a different formation.
All right.
Because originally I was going to go for a 4-4-2 Diamond, because I wanted Harry Kane in my team. But then I was like, I can't not have Dele Alli in the team.
All right. Well, that's it. That's our London 11. Dom, read it out for you.
Thibaut Courtois.
Yeah, I've got him.
Hector Bellerin. Toby Alderweireld, Laurent Koscielny, Cesar Azpilicueta, N'Golo Kante, Dele Alli, Mesut Ozil, Alexis Sanchez, Eden Hazard and Diego Costa.
Yours is rubbish, mine is better. Azpilicueta, Koscielny, Vertonghen, Rose, Kante, Ramsey in my two holding, Sanchez on the right, Hazard on the left, my boy Mesut Ozil behind Diego Costa. My team's beating yours.
It's not, is it? Because it's got Aaron Ramsey in it.
If he had a Welsh shirt on, he might win.
I mean, he's got the right colour, he's just not the right badge.
So, that's been the Football Hour, doing our top London 11. It's quite interesting. Some good sides in the capital of England at the moment. What's yours? Tweet us at the Football Hour. Follow us at the Football Hour. Thank you so much for listening to the Football Hour. You are all legends. Dom, Betts, thank you. I've been Alex Mearns. You've been amazing. Listener, we'll see you soon.